A video version of this podcast is available at aboundingjoy.com and also on our YouTube pages. Well, hey kids, thanks for joining me again today in another Veritas 2020 video. If you've been keeping up with me, we've been looking at some of the powerful evidence that God has seen fit to leave with us that can help people who may be having doubts about it know that Jesus really is alive, that he really did rise from the dead. And so we've learned some things that would be very helpful to share with other people to show them the evidence that God's left so they can know that Jesus really is alive. But I want us to shift gears a little bit right now and turn for a few minutes to another fairly common objection that some people have. It has to do with the Bible. There are people out there who've allowed themselves to be persuaded, and we won't get into the reasons, but there are different reasons for this, that the Bible is just a book of myths, that is a bunch of fairy tales, that it's just fiction. And they believe it's made up of stories, maybe about imaginary people and imaginary places that never really ever existed at all. Well, it turns out that God's left several lines of evidence to help people who have doubts about his word, about whether or not they can trust the Bible. For example, there's a line of evidence that we're going to be looking at later from ancient manuscripts. There's also a line of evidence from looking at some early historical documents about the early church. There's a line of evidence from fulfilled prophecies. We're going to look at that pretty soon. So I'm eager to get into all those different lines of evidence, but we can only go so far so fast, right? Right now, I want to take a few minutes to look at a line of evidence that comes from the field of archaeology. Archaeology. You may or may not be familiar with archaeology, but one definition of archaeology reads something like this. It's the systematic study of past human life and culture by the recovery and examination of the remaining material evidence, such as graves, buildings, monuments, inscriptions, tools, pottery, things like that. In other words, archaeologists are people who want to find out about the past. And the way they do it is they dig down into the earth to find where things have been covered up over a period of time. Things that were left there when people lived in those places maybe hundreds of years ago or even thousands of years ago. And so archaeologists find these things, we call them artifacts, by the way. They find these artifacts that will tell them information about what was going on in the past. And it's kind of exciting. It's kind of like the rocks themselves are speaking to us from the past and giving us valuable information about what happened many, many, many years ago. It reminds me of something Jesus said one time about worship. I love this passage. You remember when Jesus was riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, right at the end of his ministry on earth, just before his crucifixion? His followers were excited about him coming into Jerusalem. They really believed at that point he was the Messiah. Now, they were going to change their minds pretty quickly because they didn't understand that he was going to be crucified and die and be buried and rise again. They just wanted him to be the king. So at the moment, they were just really, really excited. They were shouting and praising him and worshiping him. But that irritated the religious leaders. You remember this? The Pharisees? Pharisees tended to be very hypocritical people. They were really jealous of Jesus because the crowds, I mean, thousands and thousands of people were following Jesus. And those Pharisees wanted the praise for themselves, but not for Jesus. So the Pharisees came to Jesus very indignant and said, "Tell your followers to be quiet." You remember what Jesus said to them? He said something really fascinating to them. He said, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." Isn't that good? The very stones would cry out. And I think of that when I think of archaeology, because in a metaphorical kind of way, that's what's happening in the field of archaeology. The stones are crying out. When the archaeologists dig into the rocks, they find things that cry out a story. They tell us a story. They tell us something about the past. And the fascinating thing is that the story they tell us confirms what we read in the Bible. So it turns out to be a very exciting field of study. Actually, archaeology is kind of a new science as far as science goes. It's not been around that long compared to things like chemistry or physics or biology. You know, those things have been around for not just hundreds, but thousands of years. But the father of archaeological excavation is generally considered to be a man named William Cunnington, who died in 1810. And that may seem like a long time ago to you, but compared to the rest of the sciences, that wasn't that long ago. And even as late as the 1850s, the mid part of the 19th century, archaeology was still just kind of like a hobby. It was a pastime that some people got into for the fun of it, but it was considered to be something for amateurs. Professionals didn't do it. People didn't make money. It wasn't part of the educational system or anything like that. Nobody did it to make a living. Well, it turns out that archaeology is actually a friend of the Bible as it's developed. And I believe God just kind of raised this field of study up so that people could see these things. Here's how it works. For many, many years, people who studied history would find things that were mentioned in the Bible. Maybe it was a person, or maybe it was a place mentioned in the Bible, or maybe it was some event mentioned, or maybe a title of an official. And they could see it there in the Bible, but they could not find any reference to these things anywhere except the Bible. And so many of these historians would simply say, I don't think so. I don't think that really happened. I don't think that man really existed. I don't think that people group really existed. I know the Bible talks about it, but we can't see any references to it anywhere else. And they said, if it was really real, if it was really true, if it really happened, we would have some references to it somewhere else besides the Bible. And so they would conclude, we just can't trust the Bible about these things unless we can find some other references from other historical writings. Now, that was their attitude. And the reason that many of them did not want to trust the Bible had to do with their worldview. Many of these guys were materialists. In other words, they did not believe in the existence of a supernatural God or miracles or supernatural things at all. And of course, the Bible's full of supernatural things. It tells us that there's a supernatural God, and he's the one that created this whole universe and created us. The Bible tells us how he maintains his universe and how he has intervened from time to time and will intervene again in history supernaturally. Of course, it tells us how God the Son became a man, how he was born of the Virgin Mary and lived a perfect life and died on the cross to pay for our sins and was buried and rose again from the dead. That's supernatural. All of that's supernatural. That's miraculous. The Bible's full of miracles and the supernatural. And they didn't like it. They didn't like all this talk about miracles. They didn't like all this talk about supernatural stuff. They just kind of had a natural distrust of the Bible because of their anti-supernaturalistic bias. And so, if there was a place or a person or an event that was mentioned only in the Bible, they assumed, well, the Bible writers probably just made this stuff up like they made up the stuff about the miracles. Am I making sense to you here? You getting the picture? The Bible talks about all these supernatural things, and they felt very confidently that they knew that stuff couldn't possibly have happened. Miracles don't happen because of their worldview. They thought they knew that those things were made up stories, had to be. So they assumed that the rest of the Bible was just made up stories as well. They couldn't trust it. But along came the archaeologists, and they began to dig into the earth, and they began to find things that were left there thousands of years ago in some cases. And they started finding inscriptions on monuments and a lot of other things like that. They started finding things with lots of information. And lo and behold, they began to find the names of these people and these places and these events that were talked about in the Bible and nowhere else. And so the more open-minded archaeologists, the ones who were honest and wanted to know the truth, even if it was supernatural, they began to say, looks like the Bible may have been accurate after all about some of these things. Now listen, we have to be just a little bit careful here that we don't assume too much when we're talking about archaeology. I want to make sure you understand this at the very beginning, because it's really important when talking about archaeology. Archaeology really cannot prove that God is the one who wrote the scriptures. Now, we know he did, and God's left other ways to demonstrate that. He's left other evidence so that we can realize he has to be the author of this book. A wonderful example of that is fulfilled prophecy. We'll get to that later. So archaeology can't confirm that God's the author of the book, but archaeology can confirm that the people and places and events we read about in the scripture are not just imaginations. They're not just made up. They're not just mythological. And so it turns out that many of them are not only recorded in scripture, but they're recorded on artifacts that we find in the rocks and in the dirt. So archaeology can confirm that the people we read about in the Bible actually did live. And so for many people who were skeptics, when they started seeing the results of archaeology, it kind of helped them get more confidence that, well, wait a minute, maybe the Bible really is reliable. Maybe it can be trusted. And you know what that can do? It can lead archaeologists, and it has led archaeologists, to take the Bible more seriously. And some of them, it's led them to be, it's kind of proven to be a door for them that God has used to bring them to faith in Jesus. It's pretty awesome and exciting. So the study of archaeology helps us to see this stark contrast between the Bible, on one hand, which has historical basis, it's historical details that can now be verified, and other works of antiquity that really are pure mythology, because there's a lot of mythology, there's a lot of fiction that was written many, many years ago. For example, this is somebody's imagination of what the Greek god Thor might have looked like. Of course, it's just an artist's imagination and drawing. But of course, we know that Thor is a totally fictional character. So men of the past with very creative minds really have written some fascinating stories, pure fiction. They've invented creative stories about things that supposedly happened maybe far, far away, long, long ago. There's no confirmation possible because it's not anchored in history at all. It's just pure fiction. We call it mythology. But the Bible is very, very different. It is not like ancient mythology at all. There are people who want to put the Bible in the same category as mythology because of the miracles. But archaeologists have made that impossible. The Bible is not mythology. It's historical. For example, one kind of archaeological object that's been found, it's turned out to be very, very valuable to archaeologists. It's an object called a stele. A stele. The word stele is just a transliteration of a Greek word, stele. But it refers to an upright stone slab, and usually it's engraved with writing. So archaeologists can learn things if they can figure out how to translate these things and read the writing, and they have. These stelae were often used to commemorate great events. Sometimes they contain the history of an important battle that was fought in ancient times. Sometimes some other important event. And sometimes they were gravestones. So archaeologists have found many of these stelae, and some of them are really fascinating. And I'm eager to share that with you, but I feel like this is a good place to stop for the moment. And we'll look at a few of these stelae and maybe some more specific things that archaeologists have found in the next video, okay? So let's pray, and then we'll stop here and pick it up next time. Father, thank you so much for the people who are watching this video. And I pray that you would help confirm in their hearts that your word can be trusted. Your word is true. Thank you, Lord, for raising up the whole field of archaeology and many, many archaeologists to dig around in the dirt and find things that confirm that what we read in Scripture really is historical. So thank you for this, Lord. Help us to be better equipped than ever before to share these things with others and bring you a lot of glory and confirm your truth in our own hearts and in the minds and hearts of others as well. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.